Yeah.
But you can't get ahead of them.
No, I don't think so.
It's hard to understand them, too. The old saying is nobody ever understood a woman. There might be quite a lot to that, too. But let them have their own way, and they think they're getting their own way, and you get along with them pretty good.
In our house, Suzanne wants her own way, and it is her own way. We're going to a dinner tonight. The Plainfield Food Cooperative, they give, well, they buy $15,000 worth of food every month, wholesale, as far as Texas and Florida from the growers,
Yeah.
and they sell it at cost to 1,500 families. Flour and stuff like that you can put in for it. Some of the prices are pretty good. So they have a dinner, a potluck dinner once a month. So Suzanne cooked last month, so if we want to go, she said she's not cooking anything for this one. I gotta get home by 5 o'clock and cook something.
Yeah, I know just how it is.
He knows how it is. He ain't had to cook for 8 years, so.
Well, you're a pretty good cook. I mean,
Yeah, but it gets monotonous after a while, 3 times a day.
She's one of the best cooks. She's been at it a long time, and she's a good cook.
Well, when you throw out food 7 years in a restaurant, you get used to it.
Yeah, she cook practically anything and always comes out pretty good. But you know, my brother Harry, he can beat the average woman. Yeah, he's a better cook than the average woman. He used to, after my mother passed away, he used to do all the cooking here. My dad and three kids, smaller than he was. And then he went, years later, he went into service and they put him in the kitchen. He was cooking the army for 4 years. But he hates it. He don't cook any now. His wife has to do all the cooking. He won't cook now.
How you been?
Oh, kind of miserable sometimes. I guess I got the grip along with everything else.
Yeah, you look a little off color.
Yeah, I'm kind of peaked. Last 2 or 3 days, I had quite a lot of gas and stuff.
Got the old truck over in the back field, can't get that started, so that sits over there.
Where's it stuck?
Over
Over and back. It ain't stuck, it just won't run.
Would it help if I pulled it back here?
No, Arthur's coming up as soon as it warms up. He's gonna put a set of points in it.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I started it up and it sounded like a washing machine. And I run it over there and then I set it off and I cut a load of wood. And I got into it. It just started, but no power at all. And then all of a sudden she'd backfire through the carburetor. And then she got why she wouldn't start. So I think probably it's the points.
Is there a load of wood on it?
A small load, that's all.
Did you bring out the wood that we cut
Yeah,
last week?
I got that all there, yeah. Oh, I had just such a time with it. I started it up and I got down the corner and she didn't have power enough to go up in the woods and I run it down the road a little bit then. Got shifted down, tried to go in the other way and she wouldn't make it. Then I back and I got it cocked up. Boy, she wouldn't run then. I got some gasoline put into it and finally it just barely run. And I got it back up at the house and tinkered on it. And I got it going good enough so I went up and got the two loads. I got them out. Then I started up again here and it just does the same damn thing. No power at all. I don't know how the valves are sticking or what it is. Backfire through the carburetor.
What year is that?
Well, it's 46, 48 on the motor. It was a replacement motor for a 50. I think it's a 48, probably put out in 48, probably was 49 motor. It's been a good old motor. She don't use any oil now. I get after Arthur after he get it going.
Yeah, if anyone can.
Yeah, he make a damn thing run it, but then he run do it. May have to take a head off and grind the valves.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did with the Volkswagen this week.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's less power now than it had before.
Yeah.
It runs better, but it's less power.
I had a chance to buy a Volkswagen here. It was advertised in Chelsea. 150. You know the Brian Button?
Yeah.
That's the one he's got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Offered it for $150.
You don't think yours will pass inspection?
I think I can get it by this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. Volkswagen ain't just really what I want. You got to have something where you can still win 2-3 bags of grain and.
Yeah.
I want to get a load of baled hay somewhere or something. A Volkswagen wouldn't be very, very good for that.
No, it's true.
I put 10 bales of hay right inside of this one out here.
Mm-hmm. How long you had this one?
Be 4 years next May. Yeah. Had it given to me. I run it 4 years. Still runs pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'll try and get ones similar to this later years.
Mm-hmm.
They had one up in Duxbury for $100 that they'd cut off, made a little truck out of. But I didn't get up there. Probably when you get up there, it wouldn't be good enough to put on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Duxbury?
No. Maybe I could be car hunting. Call me up, I'll go up with you.
Yeah.
Well, that was in the co-op book.
Yeah, I don't imagine it probably was good enough for on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might be glad to get you someday if I hear of one that sounds pretty good.
Sure, if I'm around, I'll go.
Yeah.
Jim called up about one up the Stowe Hollow, but it was a 44, and that's
44 International, and that's back pretty well. It's kind of hard to get to buy it for it.
Oh, Adam Gifford, the fellow came over that day, the cameraman, he had a 62 or 3, and he had trouble. Yeah.
International?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jim called up. He heard Dom Trimble's the other morning. He called up the other morning. That's too old.
If you could get a later model like this, you could swap the wheels, spare parts.
Yeah, I think it'd take the same wheels.
That would be good because it wouldn't matter what the wheels or the tires look like as long as you had these.
Yeah.
And other parts too.
I didn't know, maybe I could get a 64, 65 pretty reasonable. It didn't have two good tires on it, you know, and then I could chuck these right onto it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure these fit right on. But anything that's good, you're going to pay for it now.
Yeah.
Warren Toon had a horse advertised this morning. What do you suppose you want for it? Weighed the 1,800?
A workhorse.
Yeah. $525. $525, one horse.
Young.
Well, I don't know. He didn't say what the age was. It must have been quite young, or else it's something fancy.
That would make $1,000 for a pair.
Yeah. Well, they're getting it now. $1,000 for a good, and more, I guess, for good match pair horses, young horses.
That's trained.
Huh?
That's a price for a team that's already trained.
Yeah.
To work.
Yeah, you take a good first calf heifer, a good big Holstein. They're between $500 and $600 now. Selling them up at that sale up at the. What the hell is that sale?
Morrisville.
$500 and $600 a piece. Already dropped a calf.
Mm.
But I never would have any that valuable.
That's with papers and all that?
Well, no, I guess they don't have to be registered. Just grades. But it costs pretty well to raise them up 2 years there. See, if you're going to step out and buy a Holstein calf, just dropped, cost you $75. Just dropped. And then you're taking a chance on that calf getting sick or something before it gets started. And if you had to buy the hay and buy the grain and buy the milk to raise that calf, I don't know, but by the time it's 2 years old, ready to come in, you'd have pretty damn near that in it. 22 cents a pound for dried milk.
Yeah, I know.
Grain, $7 and $8, $7 and a quarter, $7 and a half, $100. See the money you'd have in that before you get it all ready to sell. You wouldn't have too much profit.
How are Tom and Jerry doing?
Oh, eating their damned heads off. They get their grain twice a day in the hay and they ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tickle them.
You were telling me about their teeth. About their teeth being worn?
Yeah, they're getting to be old horses. They don't eat so good as they used to, but they're cleaning up pretty good. They still get away with quite a lot of hay. When I first put them in the barn, I didn't know they was going to be eating them very much hay. They didn't seem to want it, but now they eat quite a lot. So I think they get through the winter all right.
They're inside now?
No.
They're still out in the field?
Yeah. They in night.
In night?
Yeah.
They're willing to come in?
Yeah. Yeah, their tickle come in the other night after rain.
Yeah, man.
God, they couldn't get in the barn fast enough. But before that, they didn't want to come in. Nope. They don't want no part of it. And Tom turned right around the barn and come right out.
Well, freezing rain, that can change.
Yeah. They're quite jokers.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll be getting firewood out.
Yeah, for a great while, get a little more snow.
Yeah, because I think this is it now. I thought the other night it was snowing. That was
well,
going to be the snow.
I'm looking for you to lose it again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. I hope it goes in January 20th.
No, I want a white Christmas.
Yeah.
I want it white Christmas time.
Raymond Moulton was telling Suzanne that she forgot it by the time she got home. Something about a saying, if you have a green Christmas, 50 men in the dead in the ground by spring or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was the green Christmas fat graveyards.
Yeah.
That means people die. More than what if you had a white Christmas?
I don't know. People die when their time comes, and that's about all. God, you know, I was over there in the service, up on the front lines. You didn't die till the time came. You was in places where you could have been any minute, and still you went all through it. And your fellow on your right and on your left, they got it, and you didn't get it. Just want your time to go, that's all. So I don't think that makes any difference. But that was an old saying. You always heard it. But I want a white Christmas anyway. I see four. It was green Christmas. I don't like green Christmas. Don't seem natural.
No, it doesn't. Four. That's not many.
Yeah, but it'd be better for everybody right now if you got a foot of good snow and got some nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be healthier. And you get around better. This ice and frozen ground, you can't do nothing on that.
Mm-hmm.
No, good foot of snow and... we got a fellow downtown, he's crying for 2 feet.
What's his interest in Tufi?
He wants to sell his snowmobiles. He ain't had a sale all of all.
Oh, that's right. I never thought of that. Yeah, until there's a good snow, Clarence doesn't sell anything.
And these ski resorts, they're crying for snow.
They make 1/3 of their year's income Christmas week.
Yeah.
24th until January 2nd.
And they've got so much money invested, and it really hurts if they don't get it.
They haven't been able to make automatic snow, that artificial snow.
They just started up Stowe this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they thought they were going to be able to do a little something over this weekend.
Certain slopes are opened up today.
Yeah, they spray water out through hoses.
Yeah.
And by the time it comes down as snow. I've skied on it, and you ski on it, and it's there's 2 feet, 3 feet here, and over there it's green and...
Yeah. God, if you happen to go off on that and over where it is green, you wouldn't slide very good, would you?
No. Go right over the rocks and ruin your skis.
I'll tell you about a thing that happened about like that when I was a young fellow. I was working down North Hatland, Vermont, in the woolen mill. And after we got a day's work done, after winter come, we take a Travis, get some girls, and take a Travis and go out sliding. Damn fools, we pulled this Travis through this covered bridge, talking to the girls and not thinking anything about it, you know. Went clear up on the hill and turned around, what they call Miller's Hill. And we slid back and slid into that covered bridge. You can imagine the Travis stopped, but we didn't. We picked slivers for a week. We just pulled that Travis through that damn covered bridge, never thought anything about it, went up and turned around and drove right back into it.
What's a Travis, though?
Oh, that's two sleds with a long, big board on it, and you get 4 or 5 people on it.
Oh, I never seen one.
You never rode on one?
Been on toboggans.
No, this is Travis,
like
two common sleds, one on front and one on the back, and a long board. And sometimes you get 5, 6, 7 on it.
We've got one sled down here that goes on
the
Travis.
You get that heft, you know, 5, 6 good kids. That's a lot of heft, and boy, they really get to going. And we slid down there where there wasn't no snow, and the damn thing stopped. Didn't hurt nobody, only we had slippers in our butts for 2 or 3 days, but never hurt it, so all piled up in the middle of the bridge, you know. Yeah, every night we used to go sliding. I got to slide till pretty near midnight.
Wow. You need some moon.
Yeah, or we used to get some beautiful nights there, you know. Got to get clear up on Queechy Hill and come down into North Hatland. They go about 7 miles. And got gaining speed all the time, you know. Come right down, go right down by where the old woolen mill used to be, and then there was another hill right up steep. We'd go about 2/3 of the way up that hill, and then we'd pull the Travis up the top and turn around and slide about 2/3 of the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And God, that used to be pretty good. Used to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, Suzanne wants to go on a sled somewhere. There are a lot of hills around.
Yeah, most of the places, though, it ain't safe to put a sled on them because of cars.
Yeah.
And this hill from your place down through would be damn nice, but you ain't got no place to land.
Yeah, we could go down to Earl's and turn off into a field.
Yeah, you go off into the field there. Or if you could fix it right there by Bill's.
Mm-hmm.
Right through Bill's dooryard and right out and take the fences out. Mm-hmm. Head right out through there. That would be good. God, I've been on skis. Get on skis out in dooryard. Ski clear in Chelsea. My God, man, maybe you think you want to whiz in some. You'd never hit a frozen oyster or anything. The boy had had the skis before we got them. He lived up where Georgia Lyford does. And he done chores for his board. And they always kept him just late as they could. And he'd be late to go to school. He'd jump on them skis, have a dinner pail in one hand, wouldn't even have a ski pole or anything, and go down into Chelsea Village. And my God, sometimes, really, he was coming, you know. He'd go down and turn and go up by a drugstore and stop. One morning, he was headed down, and he got right down by the jail. He hit a frozen horse dead right in the road. And his dinner pail went one way, and he went the other in the skis. And when he ended up, he was right down. His head was almost under the school teacher's legs. You were looking up at her, and she said, "You hurt?" "No," he said, "just my feelings." He still had his dinner pail in his hand. Oh, you could get to going like hell down through there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We used to have a traverse here. And we go to school and never get off of it. Go right down this big hill, down around the corner there. Put your feet down, kind of break it down a little bit. And go right into school yard down there.
School in the same spot as it is now?
Yeah, yeah. And then after a while, they put a stop to that because horses and stuff coming up the road. And they was afraid you'd hit the horses or something. And boy, when you're one of them things really going, horses got to get out of the road. But I don't remember anybody ever hitting the horses or anything.
Everybody had horses then?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see hardly any cars in the winter time. They didn't drive them in the winter. Yeah, he used to use a tractor, a lag tractor, go to South Rowland, haul grain from South Rowland, Chelsea. That's, I guess, is about the first vehicle. He used to haul it all with horses and stuff. But that was about the first vehicle, I guess, on the road, was that lag Fortune tractor. Then they started plowing the road, started using trucks and some cars, the mail used it. Just have this Fortune tractor and they run it right into a frame, let the wings down on both sides. And it would take probably pretty near a day to plow to South Rowland back.
I've seen those frames.
Yeah. They used to plow up by here and plow to Berkshire. And it was putting their day's run, plow from here to Berkshire and back.
They go up one way and turn around and do the other side.
Yeah. And then they come out with the diesels. And they really was a pretty good working outfit. They'd plow roads that they can't plow today. And I had some hay over here in the edge of Washington, up by where the Doyle boys live. It hadn't been plowed in there all winter. And we couldn't get across lots on account there was about a foot of snow on top, and then you get down about 6 inches.